This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians made their way through Khan Yunis Thursday, following orders by the Israeli military to evacuate. Residents were told to leave immediately for their safety and to go to humanitarian zone in El Mawasi. Elderly women in wheelchairs, sleeping children carried by their mothers, and others on donkey carts flee Khan Yunis. Some of them say that they have fled several times. Israel's Supreme Court has now convened again to consider a petition to shut down a military prison where soldiers have been accused of abusing Palestinian detainees. The court met Wednesday as new information surfaced about an alleged sexual assault of prisoner, including a video purporting to show the attack. Five soldiers are accused of acts of sodomy against the detainee. Their arrest prompted angry protests by right-wing hardliners. The lawyer for the soldier says that they deny the accusations. Russian forces were battling Ukrainian troops for a third day on Thursday after they smashed through the Russian border in the Kursk region, an attack that has forced Moscow to call in reserves. Reuters' Zachary Goldman with more.
Drone footage released by the Ukrainian military purports to show Russian forces surrendering at a border crossing. Speaking on Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, "Everyone can see that the Ukrainian army knows how to surprise and knows how to achieve results." He did not directly reference the Kursk offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the attack as, quote, "major provocation."
Was the White House made aware prior to?
No.
The White House said the United States, Ukraine's biggest backer, had no prior knowledge of the attack.
Reuters, Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a foiled plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna.
Austrian authorities have said that both suspects in a foiled plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes, and officials said one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. Three sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organizers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events, and Gerhard Karner, Austria's interior minister, said, "The situation is serious, but we can also say a tragedy was prevented." I'm Karen Chamas.
On Thursday, police used tear gas to disperse pockets of anti-government protesters gathered in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. The protesters want President William Ruto to step down. Details from Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
Shops were shut and streets left deserted after riot police set up roadblocks and threw tear gas canisters to disperse protesters across Nairobi's financial district. The Nani Nani March, meaning 8-8 in reference to the date, follows weeks of similar pro-reform protests that saw Ruto scrap planned tax hikes and overhaul his cabinet, mostly organized online. The youth-led nationwide protests have no official leaders. They began peacefully in June before turning violent, killing more than 50 people. Ruto bowed to pressure and shelved the new taxes after some demonstrators briefly stormed parliament. He also fired his entire cabinet, apart from the foreign minister, last month. Ruto has promised to investigate alleged abuses by the police during demonstrations, but has broadly defended their conduct.
The presidential campaign of Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says he will not appear before the country's high court. Court is holding hearings related to an election audit requested by President Nicolas Maduro. Gonzalez has questioned the legality of the proceedings and expressed serious concerns over his safety. The hearings follow days of global criticism of Maduro and his loyal National Electoral Council over presidential election results. Electoral authorities declared Maduro the winner, but have yet to produce voting tallies. Meanwhile, the opposition claims to have collected records from more than 80% of the 30% electronic voting machines nationwide, showing that Maduro lost. Federal investigators, more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.